Jesus feeds a crowd of people. The people saw Jesus and the disciples leaving, and many recognized him and ran on foot from all their towns and got to where he was going to arrive on the boat. Jesus, when he arrived, saw many people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees weren't good shepherds. They weren't teaching them as they should have been. And so Jesus began to teach them many things. So although Jesus was so tired, he still felt this soft compassion for people. And that's what we've got to try to have if we have the spirit or the mind of Jesus. As the day wore on, his disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a deserted place and it's getting late. Send these people away so that they can go into the country round about and to the villages and buy themselves some food, because they've got nothing to eat." Well, I don't suppose there would have been enough food in the shops. They were just little villages, little village shops to feed all those people, and I don't suppose they had lots of money in their pocket. Jesus said to them, "No, you give them something to eat." And they got a bit cranky with Jesus, the disciples. They said to him, "Shall we go and buy 2 pennies worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" In those days, you worked for 1 penny a day. So 200 pennies of bread was a lot of money. They said, "We haven't got any money," because the followers of Jesus were poor. Jesus replied...
Just like Jesus was poor.
He was. That's right. Jesus replied, "How many loaves have you got? Go and see." One of his disciples, Andrew, who was Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who's got 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And it's been suggested that his mummy had given that to the boy as a packed lunch when he went out to hear the teaching of Jesus.
Just that is so kind, isn't it? Such a kind mummy.
Yes, and it's wonderful how God, through Jesus, his son, used a little boy and the kindness of a mummy to do this great miracle he's going to do. So Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now, there was a lot of grass in that area, and the men sat down on the grass, about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves of bread that the boy had given, and when he had given thanks, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples to all those that were sitting down. And then again with the fishes, the 2 little fishes. And they were little fishes, not great big fishes.
Like how little do you think?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe just as big as a man's hand, maybe. When they were all filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up all the bits that are left over so that nothing is lost." And they gathered them together and filled 12 big baskets with the leftovers from the 5 loaves which remained over and above to those who had eaten. And John explains that that bread really represented Jesus. And it represented the word of Jesus that is given to us all. And so when Jesus works to help people, he likes to work through his disciples, and we're his disciples, and he works through us.
Not the same disciples, though.
No, we're not, of course, the 12 disciples who follow Jesus around the streets and villages of Galilee,
which was a long time ago.
That's right, but we are all the same.
Which means that we are not.
We're not those disciples, but we are disciples in the sense that we're learners, students, pupils, like children at school. Learning of Jesus.
You learn like that by reading the Bible. You learn it by reading the Bible.
That's right. So it's through our reading of the words of Jesus that we become disciples in our lives. And so Jesus uses us in order to help other people. And you see there the generosity of God through Jesus, that he gave them so much to eat that they were filled right up, And there was 12 baskets full of the leftovers that just
had
dropped.
There wasn't even enough people to eat it all.
That's right. So it just shows that God and Jesus can provide anything that's really needed. But these people had listened to Jesus preaching for a long time before he fed them. So they'd shown lots of real interest in his word.
And then they didn't even have to go home. They could have lunch out.
And continue listening. That's right. So that's what we try to do when we run the soup kitchen in Riga and other places.
And
we,
it doesn't cost
we
money.
Teach the people, and then we also provide them with something to eat.